signals from aliens. The Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, SETI, listening to the cosmos for signs of signals from alien civilizations, may be monitoring the wrong channels, a U.S. astrophysicist says. Gregory Benford of the University of California, Irvine, says such a civilization wanting to announce its presence would transmit cost-optimist, narrowly focused signals, not the continuous, omnidirectional signals the SETI program has been scanning for, a university release said recently. This approach is more like Twitter and less like war and peace, James Benford, Gregory Benford's twin and fellow physicist, says. Whatever the life form, evolution selects for economy of resources. Transmitting signals across light years would require considerable resources. They say alien signals will not be blasted out in all directions, but narrowly directed in a 1 to 10 GHz broadband signal range. An SETI's broad sweeping surge could leave many days when brief Twitter-like flashes of "here we are" from alien civilizations go undetected. Such short, targeted beliefs, duped Benford beacons, should be the targets of SETI efforts, a growing number of scientists say. And the Benfords also suggest concentrating the search on our own Milky Way galaxy, especially its center, where 90% of its stars are located. The stars, they were a billion years older than our sun, Gregory Benford says, which suggests a greater possibility of contact with an advanced civilization than does pointing SETI receivers outward to the newer and less crowded age of our galaxy.